Man, we just left Orlando. I wish I was still there. Not only because we got so much love there.
Oh, my gosh.
So I can go by and see my man.
Orlando.
At the Improv.
Yeah, at the Improv. Vanessa Mitchell.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait to get down there. I haven't been back to Orlando in like 4 years. Last time I was there, I had a stalker. We had to stop the show.
A stalker?
Really? Oh, my goodness.
A stalker drove from New Orleans. I already knew I had the stalker. And it was a Halloween weekend show. I'll never forget it. And Halloween was on a Sunday. And there was this girl in the front row. And she was there on Thursday. And she kept staring at me the whole time, making me so uncomfortable. And to the point where I knew she was crazy because she was dressed like Snow White.
Hey.
And she
didn't
just
come from her.
So as a comedian, obviously your eyes are going to be drawn to this. So as I started talking to her and she started saying stuff that me and the stalker was going back and forth with, like she started, and I knew it was her. Once she tipped me that I knew it was her,
oh man.
I couldn't even finish performing. We had to remove that girl. We had to remove her.
Wow.
And now,
Now I'm coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
She's
sorry
driving in.
I know she's right now. She's on the 5.
Right. Okay. She's driving.
Got
right
her
now.
Tiara.
You went to the ESPYs.
On her head.
Yes, man.
How was the how was the after parties? How was the ESPYs? How was the whole thing?
After party was great. Lawrence Day and the Time performed. Sheila E. performed. You know. Oh, bro, I got to hang out with E-40. Like, I love him.
Wow.
So just walking in the VIP and that being the first person I saw, and you know, he was speaking in that E-40 talk, you know, Bonzarelli, everything was, you know, the way he thought, man. So we sat there, we chilled, Dr. J was there, everybody was there. It was lovely.
What do you think about the ESPYs opening act, the opening with the Carmelo and...
LeBron and Dwayne.
And Chris
Paul. I loved it, man. You know what? Because these guys have so much influence, and they have to use that platform to, you know, actually encourage and inspire their white fans to see how much this hurts. Because a lot of people try to separate the athlete from the tragedies of what's happening because they're not black. They're mm-hmm. super mega stars. So when they bring it down to that level and everybody's on that same platform, you can hear a pin drop in there. And I was waiting for somebody to say something crazy around me, like, you know, Black Lives Matter sucks. I was waiting because I was about to punch somebody. But no, man, everybody just listens. And I think when something like that comes from those type of people, you know, it has a little bit more weight, you know. So I love it. I love that they started the show like that. Because I think the only thing that's missing out of this whole thing, and T.D. Jakes touched on it, is that police officers are the only ones that want the praise of how hard their job is, which we all respect and thank them for. But when something does go wrong, they have never come out publicly and said, you know what, something was wrong in that video. How do we get to, you know, how do we as a people, the entire race of people, not just black people, say, yeah, you know, that police officer is right. Like, police officers have to start coming out publicly and saying, yeah, what I saw in the videotape was not correct procedure.
Yeah, but
and
they make themselves liable.
Yeah, but that one police officer on Facebook, and you know, saying that she was ashamed and she really wanted, you know, to let everybody know they're not all like that.
But that's my point. It's the only profession. If you're a school teacher and you're hitting kids, or you're not teaching the way you're supposed to be teaching, other teachers will tell on you. Your principal will reprimand you. If you're a doctor and your patients are dying, and the only patients under your care that are dying are black or Hispanic, that hospital will get rid of you. They won't let you keep operating. You know, if doctors will come forward and say, hey, man, this guy is not professional. He came to the surgery smelling like Hennessy and Grape Swishers. He can't work here. You know what I mean? But not police officers. They are the ones that need to sometimes say, hey, you know what? We know it's hard out there. This is a very tough job. And you know what? We do have some bad apples. We really do. And we need to fix that within the police force. And no one does that. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, Tom has the answer to it, Finesse.
What's the answer? What's the answer to this quagmire?
He asked two questions.
Yeah, yes, two questions. Were you bullied in school? Mm-hmm. Or were you a bully?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay. Now, mm-hmm. I know they're gonna lie and say, no, I was not bullied and I was not a bully. Then we ask, well, give us 10 high school classmates that we can call and check on check this out. And then go deeper than that. Go to the yearbook and get 10 more. And then ask if they were bullied or were they bullies. And then if the answer by any of the people that you ask is yes, then you're out.
But if they're a real good bully, they ain't going to say a damn thing.
They're still scared.
I think they need to get straight to the point. Question number one needs to be, do you believe in white supremacy? Do you believe?
Okay, well.
No, you need to get straight to the point, because it's not like the Ku Klux Klan does not exist. It does exist. And these people have regular jobs. And a lot of them are on the police force. And that's
Who would ever admit to that, Finesse?
Well, I'm just saying. If we
when you know you're not going to get a job.
But I think the people who actually work, like on your, like Cher, we're comedians. We know which other comedians we don't want to mess around with.
Steal jokes.
Yeah. Steal jokes.
Do you steal jokes?
We'll wreck a show.
Well.
You know what I'm saying?
But I think the main thing is the uniform changes you. You could be, you probably start off as a real good person, but that power, you got such power by putting that uniform on.
And I bet you if they put on that J. Anthony Brown Tinkerbell costume,
it just changes you. Right?
I think just because the uniform is blue, it doesn't mean your heart is red, white, and blue. Mm-mm. It doesn't mean you believe in equality for all Americans. It just means that you're wearing a blue uniform and you're a jerk and you have a gun. So now you have a power, back, now you're power tripping.
I think it goes back to a lot of what Tom is saying. If you were bullied or you bullied, you know, and then you put that uniform on,
you're out of control.
You're out of control. All I know is if you are not, and blacks are guilty of this too, but if you have fear or hate in your heart, and especially for one group of people, don't police that neighborhood, like that lady said on Facebook. You just can't police. It's not going to go right because you're already scared before you get out of the car. So your hand is already on your gun because you're afraid, like you're super afraid. And it's a minor traffic violation. You're pulling somebody over because, you know, their taillight is out. But then you pump 4 bullets into them with a baby in the backseat.
It's the way that they perceive us.
It's the way they are being trained. And it's the way
they're scared of us and we're scared of them.
Right. So if you're either afraid or you just have hate in your heart to begin with, it's not going to go right.
Yeah.
And so don't police a community of people that you already don't want to look at every day. Go to a different neighborhood.
I think to operate without any kind of fear, you're gonna walk into trouble. I mean, when you're a police officer, you got to go out there and you have to fight crime. If you go out there and you have no fear, I'm a little worried. I think that's a natural emotion to have is fear. Just because you have a gun, don't mean you're not scared.
I think you should be afraid when you're in an obvious situation. And sometimes when you walk up on a car, you don't know what's going to happen. You want to have your hand on your gun. That's fine. But if you're ready to pull your gun out in a second's notice, after you give a command, you can say, okay, license and registration. And then the minute I move, you pull your gun out, then we're both stuck because I'm doing what you told me to do, and you're acting out of fear because you just told me to move, and then you already forgot that you just asked me to move.
Finesse, if you weren't a successful comedian, would you consider being a cop?
No.
Why?
I don't like guns. I don't like guns. And it is a huge responsibility. It is a huge responsibility that I probably wouldn't be good at because I'm not going to go to every call. Like if something come on the radio and they say shots fired, I'm not going to that. I don't want to go to that one.
Give me a different one.
You gonna wait till there's something you like, huh?
Yeah, it's some free donuts. Like somebody shoplifting, you know. You know, one of the Black Pride parades. I don't know. I want to go to something.
Woman running around naked
there.
On the front lawn.
I will go to that. I will go help that lady out.
Orlando Improv, Finesse Mitchell. Check it out.